That's right. I'm going to tell you how to prepare for your lumbar microdiscectomy or herniated disc surgery. I'm going to give you so much information, you might find yourself a little overprepared, but that's okay. This video is all about removing the stress of getting surgery and helping you feel prepared for the first 6 weeks of life after surgery. My plan is to do a room-by-room walkthrough, giving you product recommendations that you can find on Amazon or from your local medical supply rental company. Just so you know, I am an Amazon affiliate, so if you buy from any links, I may earn a commission, but you would be helping the support of this channel. So who am I and what is this channel? My name is CK. I am the creator and host of the podcast Bed, Back, and Beyond, where I share positive stories of recovery from serious neck or back injury. My herniated disc and surgery was in 2019, and I've since created a community on Reddit called Microdiscectomy with over 1,700 people in it. The tips and recommendations that I give in this video are based on years of polls, questions, and comments in the community, so from fellow people who have had the surgery. Disclaimer, I am not a doctor. I am not a physician. Much of my advice and tips will be based on average recommendations, but they do not replace the recommendations of your personal doctor. Always talk to your doctor when you're making decisions about your personal recovery. Also, everyone's pain level and recovery experience is different. My brother-in-law had surgery on Friday, and he was back to work that Monday. I needed a full 6 months before I could go back to full-time work. No one is going to be able to tell you exactly how you are going to feel. Keeping that in mind, I'm going to prepare this video with the expectation that the first 2 weeks are going to be a little rough for you. And I'm going to prepare it in such a way that if you happen to be someone who is going to be alone for your first 2 weeks, that living is possible. You can recover from surgery on your own. And I want to make this as easy as possible for you. I would love it if you are someone whose surgery was so easy that you could come back and comment on the video below. CK, I have no idea what you were talking about. That was so simple. I'd love to hear that for you. My wish is that your surgery and recovery goes so smoothly that you're back to normal life quickly. What to expect when you get home? When you get home from your surgery, you are going to have pain at the incision site, but hopefully nowhere near as painful as your herniated disc. Most people on the Reddit community will rate their herniated disc pain at a 9 or 10, and the average of incision site pain seems to be between 4 to 6, with some people even saying a 2. The incision site pain will go away in a couple days. You'll find that you fatigue easily and you may need a lot of naps, and you might even have the chills for the first couple days. Anesthesia does a lot to our bodies, and it takes a couple days for that to get out of your system. Your back will be stiff and achy, and it'll feel like it just can't support your weight. Most likely, you will be on the no BLT restrictions for the next 6 weeks. That means no bending, lifting, twisting. You can also add no pushing or pulling for 6 weeks. Your sitting time will be limited, probably somewhere between 15 to 30 minutes for the first 2 weeks. Most people say, though, that they can't sit for longer than 10 minutes right after surgery. And of course, no driving while you're on pain meds. Just a note about the no bending, lifting, or twisting. Please understand that a little movement is okay. If your doctor wanted you to be absolutely still, he would have strapped your back into a brace. Don't go so still that you completely weaken your back muscles. Walking is an essential part of your recovery process. Most doctors will tell you not to use a back brace or a walker, the reason being that you start to rely on those tools to do the work instead of your muscles to do the work. You need to re-strengthen your muscles after surgery. Your first 2 weeks, you want to try to walk at least twice a day for 5 minutes each, working your way up to 10 minutes each. Some people actually get up and walk every couple hours. Just don't overdo it. By the end of the 2 weeks, you want to be gradually increasing your walks to 20 minutes each. Please be sure to have your walking route in mind. Are you going to walk around the living room and dining room? Make sure your floor is clear of anything you could trip over. If you're planning on walking outside, please check out the sidewalks for any raises or cracks that you could trip over. And something that is very important to know, anytime you move or get up to walk, always activate your abdomen and your glutes to support your spine. We want to avoid re-herniation as much as possible. There are three products that are the top recommended products from Amazon. The first one is the grabber. The grabber is the best tool for picking up things that you drop on the floor. Wait till you see how many things you drop when you can't bend, lift, or twist. I always recommend that you get two grabbers for when you drop the first grabber. The second most recommended product is an ice pack. I particularly like the one that straps around your waist to hold the ice pack exactly where it needs to be. And the third is a toilet seat riser. And I'm going to talk about that as we move into the bathroom as our first room to go over during your recovery process. Let's head there now.
Let's talk about pooping. Pooping is one of the things that gives people a lot of stress after surgery because you can't twist. First thing I would recommend is just reaching behind yourself and seeing how far you can actually reach without very little movement. You might be surprised. On Amazon, however, you can find a wiper extension tool that's often recommended for post-surgery recovery. It's just a wand that clips on to some toilet paper that you can use to reach around and clean yourself. I hated it. One of the most recommended products for post-surgery is a bidet. You'd be surprised at how many people fall in love with a bidet after surgery and keep using it. One of the things that you want to consider, though, with your bathroom is your toilet seat height. With your back being very weak after surgery, sitting down and standing back up from a low toilet seat will be very difficult. And that's why the toilet seat riser is one of the top three products recommended on the forums. It's just an easy seat cover that fits over your toilet seat. And some of them actually have a bidet attachment. I used handlebars that just slip in right next to the toilet. I was able to grab on and easily lift myself and lower myself from the toilet. What about your toilet paper? Where is it situated? Here you can see I have the toilet paper right here on the wall, easy access. If you're someone who keeps your toilet paper back here, consider moving it. Handy trash can. Or you can find the toilet paper holder stands that you can place right here in front of you. One more thing to consider with the bathroom is how you are dressing, especially the first 2 weeks after surgery. I lived my life in pajama shirts. That way, I didn't have to worry about bending down to pull down my pants or pull them up or my underpants to use the toilet. And then I just had a very warm and comfortable robe to throw on for modesty and warmth's sake. How about brushing your teeth after surgery, especially when you can't bend over to spit out in the sink? Remember, a little bit of movement is okay. But most people find using the bathroom cups to swish and spit so much easier than trying to bend over and spit into the sink. The other thing to remember is if you're someone who loves to wash your face or has makeup to wash off at the end of the day, you definitely cannot bend all the way over to wash your face after surgery. So please consider getting makeup wipes. I know a couple of years ago, the trend was to poo-poo facial wipes, but as an esthetician, I am telling you that they are formulated to be okay to use on your skin. Don't give yourself a hard time about cleaning your face with makeup wipes after surgery. Getting in and out of the shower can be difficult right after surgery when your back is feeling weak and it can't support your weight. You want to make sure you have something that you can hold on to if you don't have somebody holding your hand, helping you in and out of the shower. Many people recommend leaving a three-legged cane in the bathroom just to help them get in and out of the shower. Something else that is often recommended is a shower stool. We don't know how long you'll be able to stand right after surgery, so having a shower stool in the tub can just help bathing be much easier and you don't have to worry about the risk of falling or losing your balance. And one last thing to consider is your shelving. Where are your shampoos kept? Are they within easy reach? You can see here, I have a shower caddy that hangs from the shower head. You can find shelves that use suction cups to go onto the wall, and that can hold on to your shampoos, conditioners, your body soap. And something else that you'll need is a long-handed shower sponge, just to help reach the places in your body that you normally get by bending over.
Let's head to the bedroom.
Let's talk about getting in and out of bed and sleeping after your microdiscectomy. One of the things you want to consider is the height of your mattress. If your mattress is one that you kind of have to hop up into, you want to place a small stool and maybe a chair next to your bed so that you can have a handle to hold on to, slowly step up onto the stool, turn around, sit down, and then do your log roll into the bed. What is the log roll? It's the most important move that you need to learn after your surgery. Here's a quick demonstration.
Bring your feet up as you lay down onto your side and roll onto your back. This is a great way to put pants on. To come back up, move your knees and back at the same time, swing your legs down and push up.
Again, it's always super important when you're doing the log roll and standing up out of bed that you're activating your abdomen and your glutes to support your spine. If you don't have a high back chair that you can use as a handle, Amazon does sell a handle that slides under your mattress that you can use for easy support getting in and out of bed, and especially for pulling yourself up with the log roll. So how about sleeping? Sleeping can sometimes be very uncomfortable, especially when you have stitches in your back. I found using the wedge pillow the most comfortable way to sleep after my surgery. This wedge pillow set is actually a great way to do a lot of lounging after surgery. It fits on your bed and on your couch. Remember, you can't sit for longer than 15 to 30 minutes, so you're going to be doing a lot of lounging after surgery, especially those first 2 weeks. A wedge pillow set is a great tool to help you stay comfortable. Some people actually prefer the pregnancy pillow after surgery, especially if you are a side sleeper. The pregnancy pillow will rest behind your back and help prop up the stitches so you're not laying on those, and will also go between your knees to help you stay in a very comfortable, supported position after your surgery. Now, one of my favorite post-surgery product purchases was the UTK Far Infrared Heating Pad. Supposedly, these types of heating pads penetrate deeper into your body tissue than just your standard heating pads that you can get at CVS. They also have the added benefit of being able to control the temperature. You want to make sure it's not too hot, or you don't want to stay on it too long because you want to avoid burning your skin. But to this day, 5 years after my surgery, this heating pad is a huge help, especially when I have those days when my back just tightens up and causes some discomfort. Another thing to consider about where you are sleeping is the type of mattress that you are on. Before my injury, my husband and I were sleeping on a hybrid of a latex and memory foam. It was very soft and comfortable, but as soon as I herniated my disc, I found I could no longer sleep on it. Now, I happen to have a guest bedroom with a mattress called Sattva, the classic luxury plush, which I had assumed when I bought it would be extra soft and feel like a cloud, but it turned out to be very firm and supportive and turned out to be exactly what I needed after my injury and my surgery. You want a supportive mattress. If that is something that you don't have, other people actually love sleeping in a recliner chair. And a few people have recommended the automatic recliner that will stand you up automatically when you're ready to get out of the chair.
Let's talk about two things that people aren't prepared for after surgery. The first one is boredom. You are going to be laying around on the couch a lot, especially those first 2 weeks. Have a plan now to keep your mind occupied. And I don't mean just watching your favorite TV show on Netflix. Try learning something new. How about a new language? There's so many internet opportunities to learn a language. Or head over to Skillshare or Masterclass and check out the education that they have to offer. Maybe there's something you want to learn about there. Try a new genre of book, a Kindle, an audiobook, puzzles or coloring books. On bedbackbeyond.com, I have $1 coloring pages that you can download that include little inspirational quotes that help give you the right mindset during your recovery. Mindset is key in this recovery process. And that's the second thing that most people aren't prepared for. You will see it over and over again in the Reddit community, how people did not expect the emotional and mental challenge of this injury and recovery. It's accompanied with fear, anxiety, depression, PTSD, and sometimes even guilt and shame for being injured in the first place. I highly recommend that you talk to a professional. I wish I had. And now there are so many online opportunities to talk to a psychiatrist or a counselor that there really isn't an excuse to not talk to one. Talkspace, Talkiatry, there's one called Glow or Grow. Many of them accept insurance and they can prescribe medication. Don't be ashamed to say to a doctor, I'm dealing with some real fear and anxiety pre or post surgery. I could use a little medication to help. But again, mindset is so important, and a psychiatrist or counselor can help you keep in the mindset that this is a challenge that you can overcome. I promise you, a year from now, you'll be able to say, I can't believe that surgery was a year ago. But in the moment, you might feel stuck this way. You can't let yourself dwell on the woe is me or how comes, because that can cause quite the emotional spiral. Let's head into the kitchen.
Food prep is something you want to plan ahead before your surgery. What are you going to eat? Where are you going to store it? Are you going to cook? One of the first things to consider is, where do you store your cookie sheets or your casserole dishes? Do you keep them down below in your oven drawer? Move them up onto the counter so that you can have easy access for the first couple weeks. Just so you know, when you're going to remove stuff out of the oven, obviously bending is a no, but one way to move is actually to lift your leg and bend over that way. This way, you're keeping your back straight, getting stuff out of the oven or putting stuff into the shopping cart. How about, where are you keeping your food in the refrigerator? Move everything that you think you'll want to the top shelves within reachable distance without having to bend over. And where is your freezer? Is it next door or is it down below? One of the things you want to consider is, what are you going to eat? You want healthy food, particularly with a lot of fiber, to make sure you can poop easier. I highly recommend doing food prep ahead of time. But if you want to just get rid of the stress of figuring out what you want to eat, consider a meal delivery service. My husband and I did HelloFresh, and while their food was delicious, their recipes were a bit involved. You're not going to want to be standing around chopping vegetables for 45 minutes before you can eat dinner. There are other companies like Factor that will send you prepared meals that you can just pop into the microwave. That's one way to get rid of the what am I going to eat stress after surgery. It won't take long before you have cabin fever and you're ready to get out of the house. What kind of shoes are you planning to wear? If you don't have slip-on shoes, I would highly consider getting a pair that you can just easily slip on without bending over. Skechers even sells a pair of sneakers with pop-down backs that you can slip on and it pops back up without having to bend over and pull on your sneaker to get it onto your foot. Or another top recommended product is the long-handed shoehorn, and you can find even longer handles on Amazon. One of the kits that you can get is actually the hip replacement surgery kit. It comes with the long-handed shoehorn, a grabber, and a sock tool, something to slip your sock onto to help pull it onto your foot, again, without having to bend over just to get dressed to go outside.
If I could, I would like to recommend you head to my website, bedbackbeyond.com. On the main menu, you will see an article titled What to Buy Before Your Microdiscectomy that will include this video, but will also include the Amazon links so you can easily shop for the products that you think you'll need. What I really want you to go check out is the tab called Resources. I've said in the video and other videos time and time and again, occupying your mind is so important during this recovery process. So I've put some links on there that I thought would be helpful for you to check out. Booklender, Audible, Masterclass, Skillshare, Study Spanish. None of these are sponsored. I'm a big nobody, so I don't have any discount codes for you. I apologize. If I ever get noticed, maybe I'll be able to offer you a discount code. You'll see I also have a link for Talkiatry and Talkspace. I just want you to be able to easily find these things that might make recovery easier for you. But the main thing I want you to check out is the first tab with the two old guys on there. If you're on YouTube, you would know them as Bob and Brad, the physical therapist. I have this linked to their video called 7 Exercises to Do After Your Laminectomy. I wish I had seen this video during my recovery, because what I did was barely move a muscle, and that made my recovery even longer. My back muscles got too weak. So in this video, they show you exercises you can do on your couch and on your bed. And I feel like it's so important to incorporate them into your routine. Of course, get approval by your doctor. But, you know, the brain pain connection is real, and just getting your body used to moving again and your brain realizing, hey, I'm not actually in pain, movement will help do that. And then there's one more tab in the main menu called Share Your Story. If you could click that and then bookmark it so that when you're feeling better and you want to share your story, you know how to contact me. Don't forget me a year after your surgery when you feel great. Come back, fill out this Share Your Story application. I would love to include your voice on the show.
My greatest hope for you is that surgery and recovery is the easiest experience for you. I wish nothing but the best, and I hope that you find yourself back to normal life quickly.